A very good evening and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: PPPZ president disqualified from contesting August poll. The government concerned over high hypertension rates and in international news, strike over high fuel prices paralyzes transport in Kenya.
The hottest in news with Mwansa Mwanakaoma.
Now the news in detail. The Electoral Commission of Zambia has rejected the presidential nomination of United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia President Charles Chanda for the August general election after finding him ineligible on two grounds. Speaking during the announcement, EPZ Chairperson Mwangala Zalomis said the commission received information from the office of the official receiver indicating that Mr. Chanda is an undischarged bankrupt in a matter that is in court. Ms. Zalomis has further stated that the adoption certificate submitted by the party did not comply with the Electoral Process Act because it did not bear the name of the party secretary general. She said the nomination was therefore rejected in accordance with Article 52, Cap. 2 of the Constitution.
The reason for my determination that you are undischarged bankrupt, as advised by the office of the official receiver of the Republic of Zambia. Furthermore, an adoption certificate to be signed by the President and Secretary General of the political party.
Reacting to the decision, Mr. Chanda said the bankruptcy matter is still before the courts and accused the ruling UPND of influencing the disqualification.
You keep us for 2 hours there. Can't you let them get in there? That's our own day. You can disqualify me as presidential candidate, but I have supported this country. The last by-election, UPND got 42%, I got 36%. So if UPND disqualifies me because they are afraid, I know where I will take that. To allow me next year our election, I have enough money for the next 4 generations. You say I'm bankrupt and I own billions, and you say I'm bankrupt.
The Drug Enforcement Commission has arrested several suspects and seized large quantities of prohibited substances during operations conducted across three provinces. Deputy Public Relations Officer Teresa Mwere said in Southern Province, officers at Kazungula office acted on intelligence and intercepted a truck allegedly transporting high-grade cannabis from South Africa to Solwezi via the Kazungula one-stop border post. She said the suspect, identified as Patrick Mwanza, 45, of Linda Compound in Osaka, was linked to the vehicle, which was also carrying ammonium nitrate. Ms. Maury said a search led to the recovery of 5 bundles of high-grade cannabis, comprising 100 pre-packed parcels weighing 108 kilograms. She said in Nampula Province, coordinated operations in Selenge, Mansa and Sankia led to the arrest of 10 suspects for trafficking 52.6 kilograms of dry loose cannabis, while 15.2 kilograms of abandoned cannabis plants were also seized. Ms. Mawere has more details.
The operation led to the seizure of 108 kilograms of high-grade cannabis packed in 100 parcels and the apprehension of a suspected trafficker. In Wapena Province, coordinated operations conducted in Selenge, Mansa and Santa districts resulted in the arrest of 10 suspects for trafficking in 52.6 kilograms of loose cannabis. Officers also recovered 15.2 kilograms of abandoned cannabis plants. Meanwhile, in Dola, their officers arrested a female foreign national for possession of 22 bundles of cashmere and this cash believed to be proceeds of drug trafficking activities.
Government says hypertension is a major public health concern in the country, with World Health Organization estimates indicating that about 34% of adults aged 30 to 79 are living with high blood pressure. Speaking on behalf of Ministry of Health Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Dr. Kennedy Lishinti, during the commemoration of World Hypertension Day, Levi Mwanawasa Medical University Superintendent, Dr. Charles Mkemba, said the situation is worrying as many people remain undiagnosed, untreated, or have uncontrolled hypertension. Dr. Mkemba said this has increased the risk of severe complications such as stroke, heart disease, and kidney failure, placing additional pressure on the health sector. He has noted that the burden of hypertension and other non-communicable diseases in the country continues to rise due to factors such as unhealthy diet, physical inactivity, alcohol abuse, and stress.
We hope to find the
The Lusaka High Court has sentenced a 27-year-old police officer, Pythias Mbula, to 5 years imprisonment with hard labor for assaulting a suspect in police custody, leading to the suspect's death. Mr. Mbula was initially charged with murder but was convicted of manslaughter after admitting guilt. The deceased had reportedly been arrested on July 8, 2025, for allegedly breaking into a building and committing a felony. In mitigation, Mr. Mbula asked the court for forgiveness, saying he was remorseful and deeply regretted that his actions resulted in the death of the suspect. Delivering judgment, Judge Martha Ngoma noted that the convict had not wasted the court's time by admitting guilt, but stressed that no one, including police officers, is allowed to take the law into their own hands. Judge Ngoma sentenced Mr. Mbula to 5 years imprisonment with hard labor, saying the punishment would also serve as a deterrent to other offenders.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
ABF Sugar says that Zambia Sugar is currently one of the company's valuable investments across its subsidiaries in Africa. The London-based establishment operates ABF Sugar, under which Zambia Sugar affiliates too. Speaking to the media following a tour of facilities at the Zambia Sugar Estate in Mazabuka, ABF Sugar Chief Executive Officer Paul Kennard has described Zambia Sugar as a jewel in its crown of investments. He has highlighted that Zambia Sugar is currently delivering the best performance among the Africa businesses, including those in Malawi, Tanzania, Eswatini, South Africa, and Rwanda, among others.
Zambia is number one at the moment, and we'd love it to continue. We have positions in Malawi, in Zambia, in Tanzania, in Kingdom of Eswatini, and in South Africa. We have a small position in Rwanda, and we're going to DRC and other countries. Zambia is, I think, strategically in a really good place. So we have fantastic agriculture, which means that we have high yields for hens. We have great manufacturing, so the factory is very efficient on a global scale, and is running towards capacity. We have a strong refinery.
Meanwhile, Zambia Sugar Managing Director Oswald Mabenzi has reaffirmed the company's commitment to being a good corporate citizen, which translates to taking care of its employers and their communities.
We're an organization that is guided by principles and values. We have three principles that guide us in ABF Group. The first one is taking care of our people. Then the second one is that we look after our investments, our money that delivers the value that we create for communities. And then the third one is that we want to be a good neighbor and a good corporate citizen. So if you look at those principles, our investment in itself is really supporting those principles that we stand for.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy untapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid data on the go. Now that's